Oh, he did?
We aren't gonna have the exciting fanfare for him, so we'll have to get wild at the next meeting.
Well, Johnny J, I guess, couldn't work out today, but it still worked out today.
Yeah, and we kinda need to talk about that, so dinner with Carter, you know, we have a couple of options. We can all go as a group, but we absolutely cannot bring one word of business over.
Anybody, yeah.
Yeah, so vice versa is, it's a public meeting, we have a dinner and Chris is there.
If we did talk about business, who would turn us in and what would happen to us?
Violation of the open meetings law.
No, the rest of them.
And what, they take 4 or 5 years and I'd be gone anyway?
There'd be a headline.
I could keep them in the Supreme Court until everybody's dead.
So my question is, can we stay strong and not talk about business at all, or do you wanna make it a public meeting?
Why would we?
Stay strong.
Talk about business.
Because it's just natural.
Because it's a normal order of conversation.
It can be done, it's been done.
Yeah, I think it's fine. We can't walk on fear forever, we just gotta be ourselves, nobody's gonna make any votes, and nobody's gonna do anything. Sky isn't falling, Chicken Little didn't ever get hurt, believe it or not.
If you break my rules at dinner though, I'm taking you.
You can use your tape. Oh, you brought it.
I brought the tape.
What days are you looking at?
In fact, I'm gonna sit right next to you, so you can keep control.
Monday the 26th.
Oh, the 26th, not the 29th.
And Matt will be on the other side.
Wasn't it originally 29?
It was. Yes.
Yeah, there was something.
Cause I can't be there on the 29th.
I can't be there on the 29th either.
I thought it was Monday the 26th.
26th would be perfect.
Yes.
It's Monday.
That's good.
Excellent.
That's what we talked about at leadership, right, Bob, Monday the 26th.
The 26th is fine, I won't be here, so somebody has to keep Dallas in line.
Is that the day Johnny J can't do it, the 26th?
That is not.
At leadership, we talked about Monday, and then when Liz sent out the recap from.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, she said due to the mayor's schedule, the mayor wasn't gonna be able to go, so it was going to be on the 29th at Oberon.
Oh, I'm sorry, I won't be there.
So let's get everybody some.
So 29th sounds bad for all of you, so why don't you guys go ahead and do the 26th? I won't be there, behave yourselves.
Why can't we do it?
Oh, cause we're so good at that.
Right, I know, but hey, if I'm not there.
What if we did it on the 26th?
Where?
The land building.
Can we still get Johnny J's then on the 26th, or J's?
Couldn't we, can't you do it on the 27th? 25th?
27th's a Tuesday.
27th works.
27th's a Tuesday, it's a meeting.
Let's cancel the meeting.
Should we shoot for the next week?
I'd say that, I'd really like to see everybody there, I think it's a cool deal, have the guy here, and have the people here, and have a big deal.
We're going to 4th of July, and a big old picnic, and.
I'm sorry, but 4th of July is a different meeting for me, and I won't be associating with any of y'all.
Let's go hang out at the beer garden at the event center.
No. Have to find me somewhere to go.
Get out of here, 27th, I'm going to see the, I'm going to see the Beach Boys.
We're gonna shoot for the following week, sending out a doodle just at Chris's request, so we can coordinate calendar.
Yes.
Chris is gonna love it.
Like that.
So make sure you respond.
Yes, doodle.
Okay, and then let's have Tanya take us through a couple of little changes that they've made. Yeah. It starts with a G.
We're sorry.
I'm not ready.
Okay, so we do have the, a few just administrative errors that were caught on the memos, such as not on the actual agreements, but, you know, there was a contract term that should have been 3 years and it stated 4 years, so we corrected that. Had the end of a contract year being 2017, it should be 2018. So we caught those things, we just wanted to be accountable that we found those after the fact, and we did publish them on the website. And we did the agendas, but it's accurate now. So just so you know, if anybody caught those yourselves, or if anybody brings it up with the correct one, there was nothing of consequence that changed. And then the other thing is, I don't know if you wanted to do on the consent item that was taken off. We do have Tori Walsh, the Metro Animal Services Manager here, to to answer any questions to Councilman Morgan's, you know, if you're not consent. So if you wanted to address that at this time.
I got an email earlier, so I think I'm all squared away. I had a nice fancy spreadsheet, and then, because I can only understand anything on the spreadsheet, but yeah, thank you. Squared away.
I should put her on the spot.
She came all this way, you took it on consent.
I said just more information, that's all I was asking. I just didn't like the fact that there was the terms or numbers, for that matter, or even percentages of the operating expenses isn't in the contract, so I just didn't know. Are they putting any money towards it? And apparently they aren't, it's just not in that contract.
I think anytime somebody has a question like that, it's a pretty safe bet that a lot of people might have the same question, and it's a good opportunity to just explain to everybody something that you can't explain.
Charlie, is yours a follow-up to this?
No.
Okay. But it is related to Metro? Let's have you go
no.
first.
Your flagpole looks nice, as do the cages, but are you going to put something on or going to shade the animals, or are they just going to be out there in full sun?
What is over them is over them. We're looking at some like shade that works to wrap them with. There's a few options on that.
Okay.
Chris brought this up, but I was already concerned about it. I'm a big supporter of what Frontier is doing in the microbrewery. How common is it for microbreweries to serve other beers? And is there any way that, I guess I'm concerned that a microbrewery could do essentially what Old Chicago did, which was brew beer that they weren't really interested in serving, but then got the okay to serve any other kind of beer that they wanted to serve, which is what everybody drank. So it really wasn't a microbrewery when you get right down to it. And I don't know what if there's some way to address that, because to me, a microbrewery is you brew and sell your beer, and you don't use it as a front, basically, to have a bar. And that's the risk, I think, of setting a precedent where anybody who brews beer can serve other beers. And I don't know if that's been a problem anywhere else, but I want to see us have microbreweries, but I also don't want to have it used as a front for someone who doesn't want to pay for a license or can't get a license.
Go ahead.
I don't think I have a solid answer for you, so I might have to recover the response. The short answer is that this is microbrewery license number 4, I believe, which gives you a sense for how many of these we have. One of them is the Wonder Bar, and of course they already have their full liquor license. One of them is Skull Tree, which, to my knowledge, doesn't actually serve at their location. We're actually trying to remember what the third one is.
We brewed one up at the old petroleum bar.
That might be the
I remember the names of those guys.
So the sort of the answer is, we don't have a whole lot of history here as far as what is normal, what is standard. And yes, there are, but in action in front of you tonight, you could say that yes, they could sell the products of other breweries. They still have to brew their own. And they don't, and theoretically they could sell their own. But the law says they have to brew 50 gallons, of, you know, 50 barrels a year.
If somebody wanted to push the envelope, could they brew 50 barrels, pour it down the drain, and just serve it other beers?
The answer is, I believe, yes.
With an explanation.
Yeah.
So with this, they have to ask our permission to serve other beers?
That's correct.
That's what's on the consent agenda tonight. I just wish there was, I mean, we have, I don't want to disrupt this process. I'm a big supporter of what they're doing, but it seems to me if there was some way to say, you know, 50% of the beer you serve has to be yours, or some way of insisting that it be a legitimate microbrewery.
That was an embodiment.
The way I understand it is, unless you actually hit on a great recipe, you're not even going to sell the 50 gallons. And so they have to bring in probably in this market to survive the whole thing. And I guess the law is such that they can do it without stretching it. So I don't know that's what they need to do. But nobody's come up with anything here. But actually, there is one down in Boulder. I was amazed. I walked by it about 11 o'clock at night. This place is just packed. It's called the Mountain Something Brewery. It's packed. Everything else is dark. So I'm talking to people sitting outside, and they're saying this is the best beers in the world. And then I walk by there at 10 in the morning, guess what? Packed again. But they're selling that one beer, but unless you get that formula,
there's no bulk. Jackson does, well, for a restaurant and then bar and grill license, they actually define what menu items they have to do. I'm not sure if we have that sort of language, but that's something that they have just so, you know, they don't have pizza rolls or something that they're just trying to pass along and then just selling a bunch of beer, you know.
Well, the microbrewery doesn't have to serve anything.
Right. Just, I guess, in terms of definition, if you want to go that far to define exactly what is a microbrewery, what is it really, the bar and grill, you know.
My concern is very similar. I mean, these guys could go till the end of March, as I recall, and then have their microbrewery license literally for a week. You know, make their 40 barrels or 50 barrels, whatever it is, pour it down the drain. And when you go back to looking at the history of it, they came in and first they wanted a restaurant license and a bar and grill. And then they said, well, we decided we don't want the restaurant license because they were trying to work very hard to get the microbrewery license, which is the federal permit. And I think all the feds could care about there is paying tax. I'm not sure they sent somebody out to audit if you really made 50 barrels or 40 barrels. So the risk they have, I guess, is if they're scamming the system a little bit, I think you'd have a really hard time getting another license from this organization. So they're taking a big risk, and I think they need to be aware of that, because I'm not sure there's anything we can do about it, but it is at their risk. If they get out to the end of the year, haven't brewed their 50 barrels of beer, why would I be their license? So there is a risk to them too, but I think it's maybe an oversight on their part.
Is that new? Is that a microbrewery that's going next to New Calvert's?
Yes.
But they're opening and they're not doing anything, and they've got a whole line of me like of all kinds of beers. So I'm assuming that it's good legally. I haven't seen Bill jump up and say, no, they can't do that.
No, I think they've gotten the beer and wine thing. You can get, I don't remember, is it 20 of those a year?
Oh, the permits.
The beer and wine permit?
Yeah. I can't, I don't know. This is, I'd have to research it. Yeah, you can get the one guy permit.
No, come
in, I don't know.
One time, but
well, you can. Well, I think it's 24 a year. We had that issue with
the view,
Big
the
Lots.
Venue.
Yeah.
Not Big Lots, but the dollar, the dollar
store.
Yeah, you were involved in that.
Just jump in. This lady has the answer.
Madam Mayor and Council, it is actually 12 per person and 24 per location for ball
beverage.
He thinks they're doing it legally. I kind of thought it was legal, but I'm like, well, I'd have to actually go reread that ordinance. But if it's legal, I'd be uncared if it didn't. Then they're following the law and nothing.
Just so you know, they're operating under different scenarios right now. The malt beverage permit is something they're using in the interim in order to sell different kinds of beer. They're waiting for permission so that they can operate under their. Make a brewery permit to sell other beers.
So they sell all beers in their own beer.
Yes, exactly.
That's my power. per se.
Yeah,
you think that's legal?
It is once you get the permission, per
right.
se, or under the malt beverage permit as a temporary.
Any other questions on that topic?
Well, just to follow up, I mean, I think it would be unfair to these folks to take any action other than approving this tonight, but I think we should be mindful that there is a potential for abuse here, and we should maybe look at this in a work session somewhere down the road and say, let's take a look at this, because we can always add restrictions to state law if we choose to, and I just think there should be some balance here in, out of respect to those people who have other licenses and pay dearly for.
Other questions on the agenda?
Yes, the way I read this, I brought this up about Sunday, or these guys that sell alcohol would like to see Sunday's hours the same as the rest of the week.
I've heard similar feedback.
So that's in phase two, you said?
Yeah, phase two.
So we're not dealing with that tonight?
Not tonight, but it's coming. Do we have a date yet?
No, we're just trying to get through the first.
They'll get to it when we stop tormenting them with the budget.
Well, when do we get to start that?
You don't get to
Liz
it all.
Isn't here tonight.
Okay. It sounds like none of us can cover.
I
like
can
half
be
of
there
us are out of town.
At 6. I'm out of town.
You're out of town too. Charlie, can you swing 5?
I'll do it.
Okay. Do you want this?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I think we're all going out on some adventures.
Can we reserve 2 spots? What does that call?
Just call Lisa. Sure.
Okay. I did get feedback on the microphones. They definitely want us to have the microphones on, and I think our lips are going to have to be right there because the viewers at home can't hear anything we're saying. So.
Charlie.
Well, it was actually 4 or 5 of us. So.
Well, they couldn't be heard.
Yeah, they can't hear us. We gotta.
The biggest thing is to make sure you're facing forward. The microphones are actually pretty high expensive microphones. We have to be facing forward towards the microphone. So when you either go back in your chair or you're facing each other, that's where it's not picking up the sound as well. So.
So I'm going to whisper something confidential. It'll be all right.
That's the one that would get picked up.
That's
yeah.
That's
yeah.
What it would get.
That's the special one.
Yeah.
Does this go out in color and HD and everything?
You should watch.
I wouldn't say it's HD.
I was going to say, I don't think it's HD.
It's kind of colorful.
It's colorful. What else do we have before we go out there tonight? Jesse.
Yeah, so I passed around the National League of Cities information, and I just wanted to share that with you guys and hopefully get your approval for me, I guess, fill out the application. So it's a prescription medicine plan or a prescription drug plan that we can offer to citizens of Casper. So whether you have insurance, you're on or underinsured, this plan allows people to have a discount for their everyday prescription medicines. So it's really just, we're already a member of the National League of Cities. This is just a benefit of that.
Everyone in the city?
Anybody can sign up. Now, whether that certain prescription is eligible or not, that's another question. So if you're insured, if your insurance isn't going to cover it, you can sign up for this program, see if they cover it, and maybe they do, and maybe they'll save you, $5 or $10 or whatever the case is. So the only thing that we participate in currently is the water and sewer line. So there's 2,200 people that are currently signed up for that. And I thought it was the Casper could get money from that or royalty. And so whenever we signed up for that, we opted not to, just to keep that monthly fee as low as possible. So basically, it's just something that is offered to people in Casper, and there's been 556 claims filed and $297,000 of claims paid. So just know about that.
That's the sewer
yeah.
line.
Yeah, yeah. Correct.
How do their rates compare with what our prescription plan covers?
For our employees?
It's free, no cost. They'll
but if you have, I think if you have coverage, then you're not eligible for that.
No, yeah, you are. It's
you
a supplement. You are.
Yeah, part of supplemental thing. I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need
part
of
the insurance. So you can be insured.
Probably just something that you would shave off $5 something.
Yeah,
doesn't cost
huge,
us anything.
But the thing is, yeah, it doesn't cost us anything. They do the media release. They send us the cards. The only thing that they ask is us to provide a location where people can go, City Hall or Perfect, or the courthouse, or the
center,
sign up, or anything to sign
up.
Yeah.
No.
So they'll send us the cards, posters, brochure, media release, and then all we have to do is just say, here you go. And then I also asked if they could put it some in Spanish, and then they can do that too. So we'll send 10% of our population immediately, and then wait to see how many people come.
What else do you
think? I think that's something that the health department we would probably be a location for that as well.
Jesse, do they have a like 800 number? Like if people are calling us, I know that's something you guys do, the press release on the sewer program, because people think it's our program, so they look to us to answer any questions. So is that something that they have support so we can refer people that have questions, or is that expectation the staff will?
I would imagine they would have to take care of it, just because I wouldn't see that we would have to say, oh, you know, Claritin D or something like that isn't helpful. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think they would have to take care of it.
That would be my only concern, is administration of people sometimes get confused if it's more kind of like a satellite to help, you know, give the benefits out, but then they expect, they believe it's our program and that we should have the answers.
Right. No, there should be a number on there. And then there's an example of the card. It's got our logo on it,
mm-hmm.
so the Wild City logo would go there. Same thing for handouts.
Is that an issue using
cost,
our logo?
Then you could just direct it.
I'm sorry? Is that an issue using our Wild City logo on them?
I oppose that with council. Council decided to go ahead and do the plan at the time, and so they use it.
No, anybody can use that.
Are you talking about the Wild City logo or the city seal? Excuse me.
Wild City logo. Yeah,
Wild
City.
We opened, I apologize. We opened that up for everybody. Everybody to use at their discretion.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. That's not the city seal.
No, I was thinking of the sewer program with the seal. I was still back on that.
I just don't want to do anything that's going to add burden to the staff, because they've got.
I think how you should handle that is the city could roll it out, but then have like health department, community health, and the healthcare centers be the ones that kind of distribute that information as an addition.
Or pharmacy.
I guess I'd really like to see a comparison of, you know, what we do versus what it is. Because it's, be aware of a stranger bearing gifts. How do they handle a donut hole? You know, and I haven't seen any of them that work very good, quite honestly. I mean, I get this stuff in the mail all the time, being over 65.
Right.
And you got to be careful. You're giving them information that, for one thing, you're not sure you're secure.
Yeah.
So it's a little risky.
Douglas is participating in this program. And I think Gillette, but I'm not positive on Jackson.
Maybe a work session discussion a million more times.
What?
Do we have anything else? Amanda and Charlie.
Do we need to Photoshop Dallas's head on Todd's body?
Probably.
That's already happened.
They've already photoshopped him in.
I didn't know, is Jackson well?
Huh?
No.
I thought we changed it.
Didn't think it was. I don't even know where we're bringing it.
Seriously, Photoshop was
not. No, I just didn't use the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
yeah, Photoshop.
Wow. I'm impressed. I told him to remove the picture.
He's really behind
you.
Good job.
See, you thought I was kidding. You
should Photoshop, like,
Who's
on my shoulders are the two hands.
You should have used like a Goomba body.
Huh. Charlie, go ahead.
Before we go
the
out there, since Bill brought this up, I just got my mailing on the sewer line insurance program, and I've been uncomfortable with this since we first approved it 4 years ago. Quite frankly, I think it's a scam.
It is.
And I think the way that they use the city seal and the logo makes it look like we are sponsoring it and recommending it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we should, and maybe the rest of you or all of you think it's a good thing to offer to people, but I have no problem with it being offered to people. people, but it looks like it's ours, and it's not, and I think these people are making a lot of money using our logo, and at the expense of people who probably are never going to use this.
That's
just my opinion.
I agree with every word you just said. I didn't want to say use the word scam myself, but I appreciated your use of it. I don't think it is a scam, but I threw it in the garbage here, and I've been throwing it in the garbage over the years because I would like to know if anybody's ever collected them.
Just mentioned that almost $300,000, but if you average it out of those claims, that's $530 and 2,200 people are paying it. So, I mean, is it worth it? Maybe. Maybe some of the others, but like any insurance
like
company,
any insurance program, right?
And
they're
it does look like
but
they're city.
Did my travel group?
They gave us the claims information, and the claims process was a small fraction. So,
okay.
I would like for us to consider that.
Sounds good.
We're going to put them all.